What's up, babies? It's best friend in a handbag time. So pop me out of your purse and put me on your shoulder. I want to see you better. Babies, babies, babies. Today we are going to be talking about... Oh, wait a minute. I don't think I even told you. I think I did tell you. Why are you asking me for money when you got a man? Guys, I think I talked about this before. We're going to go a little bit deeper today. Before we get started, I'm T Styles, your best friend in a handbag, and my co-host is
C Wash.
What's up, babies?
She's that associate that you love to love. And we are going to be going into detail about a topic that a lot of us, well, some of us, have probably dealt with at some point in our life. Mm-hmm. Now, we may not necessarily call this person a man per se, okay, but he's maybe known as somebody that they getting it on the side, maybe a slide, maybe somebody that visits on a regular basis. We're talking about all those things. Right. In other words, if he's in your bed, mm-hmm, why not? Why you ain't in his wallet? Why you asking us for money? Is it just me?
Nah.
See, watch what you think already before we even get into the
story. So it don't even matter what he is. He could be your man, your slide, your side man, your whatever, your fuck buddy. If he's sharing your body, you need to hit him up if you need money.
Period. And to make our point go a little bit further, I got some stories.
Oh, a little story time.
Can I tell y'all a story? Do y'all be minding when I tell y'all a story? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I got two stories for you today.
Okay.
And at the end of each story, I want to know from you, C Wash,
okay,
and our best friends out there in the world, should we dump them or what?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, this is another situation where we got a group of friends. I don't know why. What is it about the group of friends? Maybe foolishness is more condoned when it's more than one person, more than two people that are involved.
You're not taking the brunt of the foolishness on your own.
You know what? That is right. Because if it's just me, I'm going to probably dead the relationship, yeah, depending upon who this person is.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm not taking all of it, to your point, I can probably keep you around a little bit longer.
Yep.
Okay. Especially if I got another group of friends, I'm married, or I got somebody, you know, that I'm feeling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this very first story is about rent. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change the names to protect the innocent and the ones that are on trial, would you say? Okay. So pretty much every time this group of friends get together, there was this one friend we'll call Mia.
Okay.
Had some story about not being able to pay rent.
Ooh.
Okay. Now this was ongoing. This was not a situation where she would not bring it up. This almost reminds me a little bit, slightly, of the podcast that we did last week, mm-hmm, when we were talking about, can it be about me for once?
Gotcha.
I mean, she was always feigning broke. And what made the situation kind of unique is that the women that she hung out with were more high-powered. And I'm doing this,
okay? Okay.
They had jobs in close to the six-figure income, and she was in customer service, didn't really have as powerful of a job.
Okay.
But in my book, and I'm just pausing the story for one moment, if you can manage money, honey, I've seen folks with jobs at fast food restaurants, hey, they were able to buy homes and whatnot,
hey,
because they'd manage their money right.
Yeah.
But I feel like she used it as an excuse. You feel me already, C-Wash?
I do.
Okay, so you see it coming?
I think so.
Okay. So anyway, this one particular month, the dry begging was harsher. Mm. And there are some people who may not know what dry begging is.
Mm.
See, Wash, do you have any good examples? Am I putting you on the spot?
Dry begging. Let me see if I can dry beg. Let me give you an example of dry begging.
I put her on the spot.
I cannot believe.
I'm going to say one and then. Are you going to do it?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, lady, let her answer the question.
Hey.
Okay.
I can't believe it is the 15th already. Oh, my God. I don't even get my check until the 20th. Like, wow. I did not know all of these bills was going to be hitting me all at once like this.
No, that's straight up begging.
Oh, okay.
How was that?
It's if not
I
right.
See you, right. If I see somebody doing that, I'm going to do this and grab my items and leave, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give another example. Right. And then you're going to probably give me another one if you have one.
Go ahead.
I'm doing dry bagging up. Hello? Okay. Hanging the phone up. What's wrong, girl? Nothing. You sure? I mean, it's just so much happening all at once. You know, every time I try to do better, something else happens. Okay, I'm sorry. What's going on? First off, the babies is acting up in school. Been down there yesterday to get him. You know, he fighting again. And I'm supposed to be getting him something for this football camp that he's trying to go to. But between that and then, you know, this job, they cut my hours. I don't know what I'm going to do. You feel me?
I got you.
So
you get to it, but it's
you
a,
get to
a
real
roundabout
slow.
Way.
Mm-hmm. And if y'all got examples of dry bagging, put them, go to bestfriendinahandbag.com. You're going to grab my DMs. Mm-hmm. Leave me a message. I want to hear your dry bagging stories. Mm-hmm. So this was her dry bagging.
Okay.
This was Mia dry bagging. Always there was something that was pending, something that was going on. The kind of person where if you're sitting on the couch and all the spots are taken, but the one next to her,
you're
going to probably stand up on the wall.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get an earful.
I get it.
Okay. But this time, in this particular case, things were bad. According to Mia, she was about to be evicted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was about to be evicted. She didn't have any way to pay her rent. She had gotten things out of control. At some point, something was going on with something happened to fix at her house. And then something else that happened at her car. She ended up having an injury. It was always something that was going on with Mia.
Wow.
So the friends, without me knowing, got together and say, look, should we help her? They were able to because these are women who were on the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had high power jobs. And I don't mean they couldn't necessarily pay their bills, but they just happened to be good ones. Because I've seen some broke ones. They got good jobs, too.
Living beyond their means.
Way beyond, child. Mm-hmm. So they get together, say we're going to give her the money for her rent. Go over to the house, knock on her door to give her the rent. Who you think opened the door?
The snake. Ooh. Sorry.
With no shirt on, child. Hey, is Mia here? Nah, she ain't here. What's up, though?
Bro.
Who are you? What's up, though? We're her friends. We just want to know who you are. I'm her man. You live here? Yeah.
Oh. Mm-mm. A bow face.
Before I tell y'all what happened, do we dump her or what?
Mm-mm. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
What she goes into is, I don't care. If I got to get her, I will bag. But I feel like partying with my friend tonight. Mm. She gets that call if I'm hanging out at Fridays, the sports bar, somewhere where I really don't care. If I got to cover her, I'm going to be able to cover her. Or whatever else I'm feeling like. I'm thinking about partying. And,
right.
You
of
know,
course.
Not,
be
not
all.
No... You know, five-star restaurant type thing.
Right.
I'm talking about partying because she's a good, we have a good time. That's why she's my friend in the first place.
Right.
So if I'm in that mode and I'm going to hang with my girl and I got to cover her, I'm cool. I'm expect to and not be a concern if she don't have it.
I feel you.
And I'm going to call her for that.
Okay.
But everything else, no.
I'm going to add on to that. I may put her in that category too if I never asked her if she had a man.
Ooh, okay, right.
She never told me
correct.
She had a man.
Correct. So she didn't lie.
Well,
she didn't lie.
If she didn't. If she did say she had a man and I seen him, I can't be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing that I've got to tell you guys that I can't suffer. And that may be something that I may want to change at some point in my life. But liars?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't know why you would want to change that, though.
Let me put this in my purse. I put stuff in here that I want to...
Throw
this very,
a flag on that. Throw it in there.
No. I just... They scare the hell out of me for a number of reasons. The liars have the potential to ruin lives, get you in situations that you don't need to be in. They may lie to protect themselves, and that even if that means putting you in front of the car and rolling you over. So liars is the one group that I would have to need God himself to say, you know what?
she lied for this reason or he lied for this reason.
Show compassion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no.
Right.
So, she did lie, y'all. She told him that she was single. Matter of fact, that was one of the ongoing things. Now, it could be that she didn't want them to know what kind of dude he was, because we talking about high-powered women, and he's clearly very unprofessional. Oh, what up, though?
Oh, bum.
So, maybe she just was embarrassed.
Why is he home? Why he not at work?
Exactly. Now, I don't remember what time they came over, but that's a good point.
Okay.
You know, and why are you opening my door?
And why are you... Okay, it's one thing to have a man, have a slide, have somebody come over that, you know, y'all bumping on a regular occasion, or occasionally.
Or what have you.
Whatever. But he said he lived it.
No, he said he lived there.
Nah, bro. I'm turning around. I'm grabbing your purse, and I'm turning around.
Grab my purse.
Okay. I'm going to grab your purse. I'm going to tuck her. And we going to bow face.
Can I have my purse, please?
Absolutely.
You held it too long.
It didn't go in my outfit.
Exactly. So, she lied. So, it's a hard no for me. But I want to hear what y'all think. Jump into my DMs at bestfriendinthehandbag.com on my Facebook page and tell me what you would have done. Mm-mm. Okay, for me, y'all know I normally don't say dump, but for this one, they got to be dumped.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with it.
Okay. Let's go to my next story. My next story is, let me think, I need another name. Okay. I'm going to call her Rachel.
Okay.
So, Rachel was another one who always needed money in a friend group. But this one is sort of unique.
It's sort of unique.
You do the British accent.
He sounds British.
See how you do them? You do them so easily. You do the voiceovers. I'm just trying. You do the voiceovers. I just write them. So this one is sort of unique because she wasn't asking for money for her rent.
Okay.
She was asking money for her car. She had this lemon that would always break down. Okay.
Yeah.
This was so serious, or appeared to be so serious, that there were more than one occasion where she was supposed to be meeting them somewhere, and she didn't come because why? Car troubles.
Okay.
Now I don't know about y'all, but when I was in my 20s, honey, I had this 1976 Volvo.
My birthday year.
And I called him Dante.
Dante.
But I'm only need to lie. Dante gonna be there. Don't lie on me. Because Dante never broke down. He was old and he looked old, but that thing would ride me from the Riverdale area all the way to Baltimore faithfully.
Wow.
But I had other cars. Okay. I had a car that when I would drive, it would be so much exhaust that I would get pulled over. But I was so impressed to drive it real quick to the store that I would take the chance.
Right.
I had cars that would overheat and I would have to lift up the hood and pour water and all kind of stuff in them.
Yeah.
So
I've been there too.
Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's always asking her friends though for money. Okay. So one time they are all about to go out or wanted to go out. She had an issue with her car. They come over to her house. I'm like, girl, are you sure you can't come? You know, we got enough room. We'll just squeeze you in. Really, right. They didn't. You know, back in the day, that's when you used to have like three or four people sitting in the back.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally no room.
Somebody
in the passenger seat. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
So she was like, if I could just have the money, I know somebody really quick that can fix what was wrong with the car. Now, I'm not going to make up what was wrong with the car because I don't want to give too much. But it was from her standpoint, you can get the car real fixed. I can get the car fixed real quick and meet y'all there. They over her house. I don't want you to do a cab. No, I told you I had no money. I said, I definitely can't do that. One of the girls had their dude with her.
Ooh.
He said, let me see the car.
Plot twist. Okay.
Oh, no. I don't want y'all to be the...
No.
I don't really want y'all. I know y'all about to go there. He was like, no, it's no problem. I know stuff about cars. It's not a problem. She said, no, it won't even turn on. I really got to get it towed. You know, if y'all can't give me the money, that's one thing. But I don't really want to hold y'all up. He was like, no, I'm telling you, it's no problem. Wow. Everybody goes out there to her car. She gives them the keys. You can tell she got an attitude. She's complaining. I don't understand why y'all just don't go ahead. I can, if you know, if you don't want to give me the money, say that. But don't, whatever. Turn the car. Y'all, it come on.
Of course it does.
The car turns on.
Of course it does.
Okay.
Oh. Boom. Soundless purr, too.
It wouldn't come on earlier. I don't know what's going on. It just came on. Taking the key out, putting it back in. Comes on each time. I don't know. Rachel did her performance of a lifetime.
Wow.
Nobody believes her.
Of course not.
I ask you, do you dump her or what?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about somebody who has always said they couldn't come here because something was wrong with the car. They needed money for some kind of repairs. And you give, it may be like money. We talking about $5, $10, $15, $20 here and there for little stuff. Because that's, you know, you're not giving nobody a bunch of money when you don't have it back then. Mm-hmm. But $20 when you were young hurts.
Yeah, that's a lot, yeah.
Do you dump this person or what? And if so, why?
Yes. Because you lied. I don't have time for that. We all out here. Oh, we can ready. We don't even have to wait for you to get this mechanic. Because you know all that and whatever. You can go hang out. Let my man... So whoever he is, let him look at the car. He can fix the car. We can be on our way. And you sat up there and lied. And then what if I'd have gave you my money? And this is budgeted money, like you said. I mean, back in the day, you got money for certain stuff.
Not to mention, you have a dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, he's not living with her like our rent rescue dude, but you have a dude. And you're always relying on your friends. Yeah. So not only are you always relying on your friends, you're also lying that your car is even broke.
See.
So you have a man, which is another reason why folks is like,
you got a car right now too.
And you got a car, and you got it, and you got it, and it works. So what was you going to do? Say that you, when you got the money from them,
they was going
to come to the event and say that it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deal with these kind of people. Mm-hmm. When I saw these stories, well, the first one was mine, but when I saw, no, that was the other one. I'm getting my podcast mixed up. We do two back to back. Which one am I on?
We are on, if you got a man, why you...
Oh, okay. So, no, these are not mine.
Yeah.
When I saw this one, I'm like, no, I cannot deal with anybody like this because of the lying. The lying is something that I cannot deal with at all, only because I don't know what you're going to do later.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely can't feel it if you got a dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
So, I want to go into something different, okay, about this topic. I did some more thinking about this because I wanted to go deeper.
Okay.
In both cases, they had a man. The first one had somebody that could be a slide or what have you. You be the judge. We talking about the same kind of individual. Somebody's in your bed.
And the first one said he lived it.
He said he lived it.
So.
The second one, she just has a man. Mm-hmm. And she's always relying on her friends for $5 here, $15 here, and all that kind of stuff. Which is the worst kind of begging. I'd rather you ask me for $100.
Instead of $15, $10, $20. Every time I see you.
But. The very first question I want the best friends to think about is, should it matter if they need help? So let's say they do have somebody in their bed and they come to you.
Mm.
Should it matter? I'm going to give you what I think, but what do you think?
So I'm going to put some thought to this because, you know, me, I'm going to cut you off and then I'm done. And, you know, that's
because you are the associate that everyone loves. So From an associate point of view, you could technically walk out of this story. I'm asking for help. And nobody would blame you. Associate is like, look, well, I mean, I'll talk to see y'all later.
Yeah.
But if you were being a friend.
Being a friend. Put myself in the friend category. And I got it to give. I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to continue to give it to you for a while if you my homie. But there has to be something I'm getting out of this too.
Right.
As far as the friendship. Otherwise... I'm not your man. I'm not going to keep on digging in my pocket every 5 minutes. When you grown, you got a job just like I do. So I shouldn't be having to put you on supporting you as my friend. You know what I mean?
Right.
All the time.
Right.
There's every once in a while. Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, I did it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you do. But I'm not going to be able to do it all the time, even if I got it, because there's something, some lesson here you're not getting.
Right. Whether it be finance, you're not
getting your finances, you're not managing your money right. You need to get another job, another part-time job to make them ends meet. You need to, you know, do something. And I did it all. I had two jobs and school and all kinds of stuff. So if it's not working here, go somewhere else. So something is not jiving, and there's a lesson in it that you need to learn. So I'm not going to keep bailing you out even if I got it.
I like that. So should it matter as far as from my standpoint if you need help? To me, it depends, because friends are friends, and one of the things friends are not supposed to do is be judgmental.
Yes.
I like what you were saying as far as if I have it, I'm going to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm of that same school.
Mm-hmm.
But understand first, I'm going to ask questions.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Some people ask money, want you to get their money. They don't even want you asking questions.
Oh, no, it's my money. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's like, well, never, if you're going to keep asking me all that, this is, okay, no.
Then, right.
You're doing me a favor.
Right.
So
I don't need it. You
I'm
do.
Going to ask questions, and if I'm in a position to do it, I will definitely do it. Also depends about the amount, mm-hmm. the sum.
Yes, and the frequency to me.
But I like what you said, because one of the other questions is, so we both agree that if we have it, and depending upon the friend,
mm-hmm.
because it's for some people it's a hard no,
mm-hmm.
and those are not friends. It's going to probably be mm-hmm. a right under an associate.
Mm-hmm.
It may be one and done,
mm-hmm.
you know, because at some point, like you were saying, what is the lesson in it for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, I might had the worst credit when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've sure. shared with my people before that at one point I had to file bankruptcy, mm-hmm. you know, all kinds of, like, I don't mind telling these things because I'm the best friend. I'm going to be real.
Right.
So nobody had 100% perfect.
Yeah.
Credit. Some folks did. They had parents and they were like, this is what it is.
Yeah. We didn't know how to
but
use
not
credit.
But not me. I came from the hood, so I didn't have those situations.
We didn't talk about that. We didn't know what it was.
Didn't know about it at all.
I ran through it.
My credit now is top tier.
I have credit too.
But that's not where I started from. So mm-hmm. with friends, we don't necessarily want to be judgmental, but it may be, depending upon the situation, one and done. And
right.
you're going to know. I probably tell you, okay. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't like the whole $15 and $5 thing.
Right. Right.
That's going to annoy me.
Yeah.
So that is what I would do. I think we both agree on that. It may depend upon what it is. It may be one and done.
Yeah.
But what can we do as friends to help someone who may be experiencing this over and over again? Okay. We're not therapists or financial advisors
no,
as friends
at
and
all.
And that needs
unless
to be stated.
Unless you are,
that's
your job.
But I may not want to give you my services.
That's true.
Well, I went to school for massage therapy.
That's true. But I ain't trying to rub on you.
I'm telling you right now.
I know.
Everybody and his mother's cousin wanted me to massage him.
Amen.
Now, mind you, not only are you not saying, "Look, I'll pay you some money."
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing my body in it. I'm doing it for a living.
Oh, it's work.
My wrists, my hands. You
it's
know, I give
work.
Good massages.
Amen.
So just because I give massages don't mean I want to give them to you for free.
Yeah.
So even if she's a financial advisor, she may not be wanting to give you
I
her services
you.
For free.
I got it.
So what can we do for a friend? We can, if we have it, give them the money depending upon what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we know how, we can lead them on the way. But more importantly, we can back up when it's no longer our problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that's more importantly, you can feel resentful after a while. If you continuously give people money and they take advantage, it could possibly destroy the relationship more than just giving the money.
That's true.
So I would prefer, depending upon the situation, just backing away, not even entering into the arena of it if it's going to cause a problem.
Right.
A lot of us don't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go into that in another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So did you want to add anything to that?
I'm not available anymore. I'm not calling you to go out. You can't get a hold of me. It's just like a straight up back off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
going to
provide
that.
Boundaries. I'm going to give you this money. This is the contingency. If you want them to pay it back, be careful though.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to me, don't part with any money.
That
and I don't know how we didn't say this.
That's first.
Don't part with any money that you really need. Like they can't, you should not be giving nobody your rent money.
Mm-hmm.
They want rent and they're going to use your rent money first because your rent ain't due to the end of the month and they're doing the 15th.
Come on, I'll get it back to you before yours do.
Mm-hmm. Not on taxes. I remember Judge Mathis used to go laugh.
God.
He used to laugh his face off when they were people were coming in and say that she
I'm
said she
back
give
for
it
my
to me when I get
on
taxes. So don't part with any money that you are afraid that you really need.
Right.
But more importantly, be able and willing to say no. So I set up boundaries. Be willing to say this is the last time, communicate and preserve the friendship, or just straight up say, you know what? I really, this friendship means a lot and I don't want to mix money in it.
Yep. I love it.
And you shouldn't feel the kind of way they're asking you.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I love it. I love it. I love boundaries more than anything in this world. I love boundaries because it's all out there in the open in the beginning.
I bet it is, girl. So before we go, we are doing something on our show where we are trying to hook you up with your best friend. We're looking for women who want some real hardcore friendships. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Oh, my.
Real friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, friendships that you can build. And we believe it starts as simple in the beginning as giving us your name, mm-hmm. your city and state. What's your favorite hobby? Why this is so important? All of the friendships that I've ever had in my life have come from hobbies.
Yes.
In some aspect. Whether it be dancing, whether it be like going to go to the bar, mm-hmm. Whether it be writing, whether it be in my field, like filmmaking. These are people who enjoy the same things.
Right.
And from that common ground, we blossomed into something bigger.
Correct. No so, matter how it started.
No matter how it started. We both don't like nobody.
Right.
You don't like nobody. I don't like nobody either. Mm-hmm. We should be friends. So whatever your hobby is, we believe that's the common ground. Mm-hmm. And so we want
And the last thing, what makes you a good friend.
And what makes you a good thing. I think we missed that last one, didn't we?
No, we said it.
Okay.
We said it.
And the last one, what makes you a good friend. So let's run that back real quick.
Yes.
Go to bestfriendinahandbag.com and give it to them, C-Wash.
You're going
to
end up with T-Styles' Facebook page for now. It'll be changed up soon.
No, it's the Best Friend in the Handbag.
Bestfriendinahandbag.com, and then it's...
And Best Friend in the Handbag Facebook page.
Oh, it's a Facebook page.
Girl, we got us a Facebook page, girl.
Oh, that's right. All right.
So you knew this your first year. We've been doing this for you, honey. This is our 32nd episode, child. We not new to this. We
off the handbag, off the Facebook page, off Best Friend.
Say it again without me interrupting you.
All right. So go to bestfriendinahandbag.com. It'll take you to the Best Friend in a Handbag Facebook page. Jump into the DMs. Give us your name, your city and state. What your favorite hobby is, and don't bullshit. Say I like to collect stamps if you don't really like to collect stamps. Don't say I love watching football if you don't know what a touchdown is and what
be
a field
you,
goal
be
is.
You.
Be honest on what you really, really like to do, what your hobby is. That's how we'll be able to match you up with your friend. And the last thing that we need is what makes you a good friend.
I love it. And I'm also tired.
Uh-oh.
So pop me in your handbag. Leave my head out and put me on your bed. I want to get some sleep. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.